the paddle battle, fourth annual this year, and how did it go?
Well, we got a break in the weather, which was really nice. Friday it was pouring down rain. I was a little worried, but Saturday it was foggy in the morning, but then it cleared up enough and it was overcast, but not a drop of rain. And it was just smooth sailing, and we didn't have any other. In previous years, we've had even instances where the ferry and the barge and a bunch of traffic in the Narrows that made it a little dicey sometimes, or just busy, and we didn't have any of that either. So it was a really nice run, and people left right about 8 o'clock and started showing up at Sandy Beach about noon, and for the next hour, you know, kind of filtered in after that.
If I remember, a couple dozen people paddled.
Yes, we actually, I had 43 total. Okay. We had some people that came in. We had a group of about, I would say about a dozen, maybe there was 20. I'd have to go back and look at my pictures and verify from Papke's. And then we picked up more at Scow Bay Drive Down, and then we picked up a couple more. I think there were three at South Harbor. So, yeah,
okay.
It was a lot of fun. And then one other, I think there were a couple of the people that actually launched from homes.
Good turnout.
Yeah.
How did the fundraising go?
Well, it was a lot less this year. I don't know whether it's just dynamics of when we had it, or maybe we didn't advertise enough, but we raised about half of what we had hoped to. We were at $55,35, so $5,535. So we'll take what we can, and the foundation board will probably be meeting later this month anyway, so we may consider helping with that to see how much we need in order to try and replace the wheelchairs. So we'll still continue to take donations from people if they would like to, and we would just end up applying it toward that.
So you haven't purchased the
We have not. Usually we wait till afterwards to see if we've got enough money, and then they put in the order to purchase them. So it should be happening sometime this month.
And it's an event that's going to keep happening every
year?
We
hope so, yeah. Yes. There seems to, although it's difficult for some people that maybe aren't familiar with kayaks, but you can also support people. We had several this year that went out and got pledges again, which we had kind of done the first year, and then it tapered off a little bit. And it's a way of supporting those that are paddling, that are able to. We did have a group from Wrangell come over. There were about 8 of them, and 6 of them participated, and that was kind of fun. Of course, there were rumblings that they might try and do the same thing over in Wrangell. But we certainly appreciated their efforts to come over. Parks and Recreation rents kayaks for fairly cheap, only $15 for the day. So we try and encourage people, if they don't have one, they can always rent from them. So, and they were very helpful in lending us the trailer to get people back and forth.
And you had a number of other volunteers, people following along the course.
We did, yes. We had our safety boat operators that have, for the last several years, have helped out. We had Craig and...
Rebecca,
thank you. Anderson, who have helped the last couple of years at least. They were a tremendous help. And then we had Richard Burke again this year. He was a great help too. And new this year was Mike Cottrell. And those volunteers are so important in order to not only let other boaters know that our kayakers are there, but also to just keep checking on them to make sure nobody's getting overtired or needs water or has any problems. So we really value their volunteering, because it's a whole day in their boat, or at least a good portion of a half a day in their boat,